Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is a special edition of ValueSide.com. Visit ValueSide.com for all of our podcasts, article, references, and charts. Now, this is a special edition of ValueSide, bringing you the earnings reports from both Alphabet Google and Microsoft. So we'll have two parts to this podcast. In the first part, we'll discuss the results from Microsoft, and then as soon as they're released, we'll take a look at that Alphabet Google report. Now, as you know, these are the second and third largest firms on the exchange. Microsoft ranks number two currently. It goes back and forth with Apple Computer as the dominant company in the exchange. Alphabet Google ranks number three overall. Microsoft is a dominant multinational technological company founded 41 years ago by Paul Allen and a guy named Bill Gates, a name you may be familiar with. A quick review of their earnings just presented shows solid growth in both revenue and income, something that the street always likes to see. Top line income up 22% in the report, and bottom line shareholder profits up also 25% non-GAAP. Now, I do note that Microsoft does benefit from some sort of tax relief, but I'll have to leave that to the rest of the street to research tomorrow. Reviewing their sources of revenue, it's clear that the move to the cloud for so many businesses has been a big success for Microsoft, as its business intelligence showed a 30% plus improvement over the quarter before. Now, personal computing is the trailing end of all of this, with just an 11% gain, and Xbox revenue, the real laggard here, up only 2%. So we'll have to see how long Xbox will be with us. Overall, solid earnings from Microsoft with no apparent hiccups. And here comes Alphabet. Alphabet is a massive, well-diversified company, having grown out of principally its search engine, Google. Google has the lion's share of all internet inquiries worldwide. So consistent is the Alphabet franchise, making Wall Street so comfortable that the stock actually rallied into this report, rising 1.5% today. Alphabet is following the old Wall Street tradition of announcing earnings outside of market hours. This is done so that the results don't disrupt the market action of the stock itself. Alphabet Google has now just reported those results, and if anything, their report presents an even better top-line revenue picture than did Microsoft. Alphabet's top-line revenue increased by a very handsome 40%, most of which they were able to bring to the bottom line. An interesting aspect for Alphabet, unlike Microsoft, whose cloud is solidly profitable and contributed mightily to their bottom line, for Alphabet, Google, the cloud is still a capital expenditure as they seek to gain market share. Alphabet actually lost money on their cloud services this quarter. Overall, it's estimated that these two companies alone will contribute about 12% to the overall earnings of the Standard & Poor 500 this quarter, and these two reports will put the street's minds at ease, at least until Apple and Amazon report on Thursday. And that's going to do it for today, where the market finishes positive, stocks and bonds both up, gold and cryptos, however, finishing lower on the day. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Stay tuned for today's market comment, Just the Facts, Ma'am. Well, opinions on Wall Street are a dime a dozen. Turn on any of the financial channels and you can hear a different opinion 24/7. But hard data, now that's a different matter. By law and regulation, much of this kind of data is carefully regulated and must adhere to a strict timing limit. And that's most especially the case with corporate earnings. Today and Thursday, we'll have the most important, most anticipated data dump for the remaining quarter of 2021. Today we will get the last quarterly report, this year, for Microsoft, the nation's second largest company by market cap, and for Alphabet Google, the nation's third largest company. Then again on Thursday, number one company Apple and number four company Amazon will report their results. Now, just a programming note, my market close podcast will be delayed an hour or so on these 2 days so that we can discuss these results in real time. So look for today's and Thursday's closing podcast to be published around 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And these will be the last such communications that these four most important companies will present this year, like the Facebook earnings reported yesterday. These reports, as always, are chock full of relevant data, reporting on the company's results from the last quarter ending September 30, and then projecting ahead to what they see this quarter. By and large, this is not opinion, but rather fact. CEOs and CFOs can get in real trouble if they wander too far from the script that's already been written, a script that is the real results for the company, black and white, dollar and cents, and this is how the company really did perform last quarter. And you can bet that Wall Street will go over these results with a fine-tooth comb, examining to the last footnote each and every representation made in the report. And these companies have become so large and so dominant that their results can influence how analysts see the macro economy. Any significant slowing here by these four might call into question any rosy economic projection. For example, if Amazon were to stumble, analysts would look twice at the overall retail sector. And it's because of these four reports that I'm calling these 10 days that we're in right now the most significant for year-end. Not only are we getting these last earnings reports for the year, but on Thursday, we will get the first look at the nation's third-quarter overall economy with the GDP report. All this follows next Wednesday by the conclusion of the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting, a meeting that will set the course of monetary policy for the rest of the year. Conventional wisdom and comments from Chairman Powell indicate that the Fed is likely to keep interest rates unchanged, but to begin the tapering process, that is, begin to cut back on the Fed's bond purchases, a program that has seen the Fed's balance sheet balloon to more than $8.5 trillion, and that's more than double last year's level. So here's the setup for the next week and a half. Today, Microsoft and Alphabet Google report their results. Thursday, Apple and Amazon will do likewise. Next Wednesday, the Fed's monetary policy and likely the beginning of taper is announced. Along the way, we'll also get reports from drug companies Eli Lilly and Novartis today, Bristol-Myers Squibb and GlaxoSmithKline tomorrow, and finally, oil giants ExxonMobil and Chevron on Friday. So throw out those opinions. For the next 10 days, it's just hardcore results, quarterly reports with real earnings and real expenses. It's just the facts, ma'am. And that's ValueSide.com for Tuesday, October 26. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.